Vinyl is back in a big way for a new generation. This is Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Lisa Dent. Steve Warrenfeltz is on the phone. Steve is the owner of a record store that was in Geneva for years. It is now in Batavia. It's called Kiss the Sky. How are you today, Steve?
Lisa, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Do you anticipate lines tomorrow?
No, you know what? We did differently than what a lot of other stores may be doing is we had a drawing that we instituted or we put into place way back in 2020 due to the pandemic. And as you recall, social distancing was something new and being close together was not cool. So what we did is we have a virtual line drawing where people send in an email and we put their names in a hat and we pull them out and we assign them to 1, 2, 3 and so on. And this year we had 100 people participate in that virtual line drawing. And so we have people already assigned according to the number that they got in the drawing.
Because it gets a little crazy. These lines get wild and people get a little pushy in some locations, don't they?
I think they do. And in prior years, before the pandemic, people would start lining up here at our store 6 o'clock on Friday night and would wait all night long like they were going to a Led Zeppelin concert or something. And crazy. But, you know, the people that did that, there was a positive end to it. As crazy as it may seem, the cool thing about it is that they got to meet other like people who were there for the same purpose, and they spent the evening just telling stories and talking music and even had people bring instruments and start little gatherings and hootenannies like going to a bluegrass festival or something. But, yeah, so there was a positive side to all of that. This year,
That's fun. No line.
We're going to open up at 8 o'clock in the morning, and people will all be there gathered. And then my 92-year-old dad is going to handle the participation list, and he will let people in as people leave. And I think
love that because nobody's messing with a 92-year-old. Nobody is going to try and butt in line with a 92-year-old with the list in his hand. I adore you for that. So this is Steve Warrenfeltz. He's got a record store, a real live record store in Batavia, Illinois. It's called Kiss the Sky. Used to be in Geneva. And I've got a few quick questions. Number one, Steve, you were a big corporate guy. This isn't something that you started out with, right?
Well, I am 6'5", so I guess I was a big corporate guy. I spent 20 years with a company that owned and marketed a product called Peak Antifreeze. And I started there when I was just an accountant, 25-year-old an accountant, and was there 20 years and became the president and CEO of the company. And at age 44, I had a midlife crisis and decided to do something that I have dreamed about all my life, which was have my very own little record store. And that's what Kiss the Sky is.
And I love your record store. I love coming in there with a coffee on Saturday mornings and plopping down and watching Noah Gabriel or whoever you have play live music. I mean, it's just, it's the coolest record store. And this whole record store day was started to support independent record stores because there's not many of you left. How long has Record Store Day been in effect?
This is the 15-year anniversary, and our store has been involved, and thank you for the compliment, by the way, but our store has been involved with the Record Store Day celebration since day one. We loved it when it was first announced, and it started off nice and slow and easy, and boy, it just every year really started picking up momentum to the point where this day for some of us is our biggest day of the year, bigger than December 23rd, which historically has been the biggest day in the retail record store business. But since you brought it up, Lisa, I would like to mention that Noah Gabriel is going to be playing here on May 21st, and it's going to be our first Saturday Morning Cafe since we closed it down in the middle of 2020. So,
good friend of yours. So tomorrow, the artists support this as well. There will be 300 new music releases. Everybody from Taylor Swift to the Rolling Stones to the Foo Fighters to Nicki Minaj. And a lot of these are limited edition releases. And this is why people, especially people who love vinyl, line up, right?
You nailed it. Yep. I'll tell you what, the number one record that I've been called about the past week or so has been the Taylor Swift record. And that points to something that is really, really cool that's going on. Young people are starting to really have an impact on the whole vinyl, the record industry. And that started sometime in 2020. I think a lot of it had to do with the fact that because of the pandemic and lockdowns, they were at home and they were listening to mom and dad stereo systems and picking up vinyl records and CDs and became fans of the physical product.
Here's another thing. I got two quick questions. I only got 45 seconds. How many turntables do you sell?
I sold more turntables in the year 2021 than in the previous 5 years. I sell a lot of turntables these days.
And Kiss the Sky, is that after the Jimi Hendrix song?
You got it.
I thought so. Steve Warnfeld, he is the owner and operator of Kiss the Sky in Batavia. It is record store day tomorrow. If you're not in that area, choose an independent record store and support them. Thanks for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News.
Lisa, thanks for having me. Appreciate it very much.
Coming up next, Lauren Lapka's got the news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.